Today is Tuesday, April 7th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Let's go ahead and just kick it off by listening to a voicemail. How about it? Because I noticed we got one, so let's have a listen.
Hello, lovey. Just wanted to call. I heard that you're listening. You're watching the million. What is it called? A Million Little Things. And it's lovely. It's just, I would like to hear what you think of that little show. By the way, I'm on my nipple walk right now, so if you hear
my big fatty
cars or other people, that explains it. Also, you were saying that. Mittens didn't like beans in his chili. I would suggest what I do, and you could go ahead and play the recipe recommendation time bumper here.
No.
Okay. I instead of the beans, because I don't like them either, because, you know, who needs an extra reason to expel gas, but I put in sliced mushrooms, and it has the texture that the beans offer without the poop factor. And you never told us what you had for supper. You said you went and had supper, but I'm guessing that's because you went to the whatchamacallit burger or something like that. But anyway, well, thank you for calling, and we'll see you Sunday night on the Survivors Ready. Let me see if I can hang this thing up. How do you hang it up?
Well, thank you for your call, Big Fatty. I don't know when that was. Let me just look and see when that little voicemail came in. It came in on April 3rd, and I'm guessing that would have been, well, let's see, today is Tuesday, 7, 6, 5, 4. That would have been on Friday, I guess, Friday evening or Friday afternoon, whenever you were doing your little nippa walk. And I don't know if you're talking about what I had for dinner on Thursday, what I had for dinner on Wednesday. And as we know, I have the Alzheimer's, so I don't remember what I had, but I did have Whataburger last Friday, but I cooked a lot as well, and I'm not really sure, y'all, I can't remember. I don't know if I just have a horrible memory or if, like, this corona quarantine is making it really hard to differentiate days, because I cannot remember what happened yesterday. Like, yesterday when I recorded, I had to ask Mark what happened on Saturday so that I could record for the show. So I honestly don't remember what happened, but I did have Whataburger Friday night, and I don't know. But this week I have dedicated my life back to a Weight Watchers like diet. I haven't started logging things in the Weight Watcher app yet. I'm kind of slowly easing myself in, but what I have done is I started doing similar recipes to what I would do when I was on Weight Watchers. So yesterday, I had chili for lunch because we had leftover chili, but that's turkey chili. Beans are 0 points, tomatoes are 0 points, you know, onions are 0 points. All of that is 0 points. The only thing that really has points in it is the tomatoes. What has points in it? Something in that has points. I think the seasoning packet that I use must have a little sugar in it or something. And so there were some Weight Watchers points for that. And maybe the crushed tomatoes actually might have had a couple of points. But anyway, that's all I had for lunch yesterday. And then for dinner, I cooked chicken. And I did everything. I did a sheet pan supper, as the Pioneer Woman likes to say. So I cut up cauliflower and zucchini and put a little bit of olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder. I can't remember what else. I put that on a pan, and I put the oven on 450, and I roasted that for about 25 minutes. Then I took chicken thighs and I put a little bit of olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, et cetera, et cetera. I think that was it. And then I put those on the sheet pan with the veggies. And I hate the word veggies, but now I've started saying it. This is the second time today I've said veggies. And I just told you guys last week that I hated it when the Pioneer Woman said veggies. And here I am saying veggies. But anyway, vegetables. I put the chicken on the pan with the vegetables and I roasted it at 450 for another 25 minutes. And, you know, just to get the chicken done and then to get, and I flipped the vegetables in between so I could get caramelization on two sides. So I could get that nice browning on both sides, you know, of the vegetables. And so I did that last night. And then today, and last night we had some other chicken, some chicken breast that also needed to be cooked yesterday, but we couldn't eat both of it yesterday. So what I did is after I was done making our dinner, I used the same sheet pan and I put my two chicken breasts on the sheet pan and I put them in the oven. I roasted those for another, I don't know, half an hour until they came to a temperature of like 155, because you can do that and then you leave them sitting on the pan and they'll cook the rest of the way out of the oven. So up to 160, which is what you're supposed to get them to. So I did that, and I boiled a couple of eggs, and I made some chicken salad. I put pineapple, boiled eggs. I know that sounds like a weird combination, but I love a boiled egg in any kind of meat salad, like tuna fish salad, chicken salad, whatever. I like a boiled egg in it. But I really also like the taste of pineapple in chicken salad. So I did boiled egg and pineapple and a little bit of mayonnaise, not a whole bunch, maybe 2 tablespoons. But this was enough chicken salad for probably, I don't know, 10 sandwiches or something. So when you divide it all out, it's like a very small amount of mayonnaise per sandwich. A lot of the juice that you get for that chicken salad is in the crushed pineapple that you put in it. So anyway, I did that and then I put that in one of our little containers and put that in the fridge so I could have it for lunch for the rest of the week. So I did all of that, and then, that was pretty much yesterday. I think I had already worked out by the time we spoke yesterday. And I edited Survivor's Ready. I edited Geeky Gay and released that. And we watched TV, and that was about it for the evening. Today, we worked, and we got another listing from our agent. And it was a really, really nice house, like really, really nice. And it just came on the market today and, you know, houses have been going really quickly in the area. So I said, can we get a showing like today? And it was a little bit over our budget. And so I emailed our finance guy and I said, hey, well, when I say it's a little bit over our budget, it was a little bit over what we had pre-qualified for and, a little bit more than what I had wanted to spend. But I thought, well, it's just a tiny amount above. It was like $15,000 above. So, I mean, that's not a huge amount. And so I emailed the finance guy and I said, hey, do you think we would be pre-qualified for this larger amount? And he, within 10 minutes, he emailed me back and said, absolutely, you guys, we can get you that amount. You'd still get the 3.25% interest on your loan. And, you know, it would be fine. And he even emailed us a pre-qualification letter for that amount, so that we could print it out and use it if we decided to make an offer today. And so we went to the house. Our realtor scheduled a time for us to go. And we went to the house and there was some hand sanitizer there. Again, there was no one there, just like on Sunday. And but the thing about it is, it was a really nice house. It had a lovely, huge island in the kitchen. I mean, huge. I feel like I sounded like Trump just then. But a really big island in the kitchen with like a really nice granite countertop and a gas stove, you know, with a nice tile backsplash and stainless steel appliances. They even had a wine fridge, like a wine fridge built into the island. And then there was like a built-in seating area with a bench and hardwood floors. And it had an upstairs with a bonus room that would make a great studio. But there were just a couple of things, like there was no tub in the master bathroom and the backyard was very small. And all the houses in this neighborhood are big. They're all like two story and you're really close to all the other houses. So when you walk out in your backyard, you basically see all of your neighbors. And as I've said before, as we've been doing this house hunt, I've realized I don't want to walk out in my backyard and be able to just say, hi, neighbor, you know. So anyway, we left it on our list, but we didn't feel compelled to make an offer because it was literally above our budget. And I feel like it needs to check off every single box if we're going to go at or above our budget. So we're not saying no to it, but we didn't feel like we had to make an offer today. So we're continuing the house hunt. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.